Good morning to you, Foothills. This is Brad Schmidt, your host of the K-High Morning News Show, right here on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950. It is Friday, and it is 8:45, which means... I must have time. Dave Naves, Web and Plain English. How's it going, man?
Hey, happy Friday to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Another wet one.
Here yeah, I know. It is what it is.
Sunny yesterday, back to rain. I, for one, am happy to see it. I know we've had flooding issues, but I'm happy for the extended snow season.
They said maybe you can go snowboarding or skiing on July 4th.
Is that right?
Yeah.
July 4th. I've done that one time in the 80s. That was really fun.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
A little slushy, but very fun.
Yep.
Welcome, everyone. The Web in Plain English. My name is Dave Naves. The company is Dave Works. The website, daveworks.net. If you want to listen live on Fridays, 8:45 a.m. 9:50 at K-High, you can visit radio. What is my web address? I forget again. Radio.daveworks.net. That'll stream live from here from K-High. If you don't have time or you're at work, you're not allowed to listen live, you can always visit podcast.daveworks.net and subscribe to the podcast and listen at your leisure while you're sitting in traffic, while you're doing whatever it is you do. I am a web nerd, and I'm proud of it. Almost a quarter century now, I've been in doing web work, right? Building giant sites like Ticketmaster and Disney Channel, Guest, City Search, the list goes on, but now I'm focused on small to medium businesses and helping people make money and helping people survive online. Not only survive, but maybe even thrive. So today, I've been veering in and out of different subjects throughout these past few weeks, and today, after the past week, I thought I'd go over a subject that kind of hit midweek. The subject of lurking. What is lurking? Right. Let's talk about, or as we call it, maybe I don't know, morph into netiquette. Right. Proper etiquette online. What is netiquette? Yeah, you know, not acting lame online, you know, keeping it friendly. Don't be mean. Don't be brave behind your screen because you're protected with, you know, from being kind of socially responsible. So,
I believe the term is troll.
There's troll. There's lurk.
Is it different?
Yeah, well, I think they're very close. I won't say there is. I don't know the exact.
It's not definition. Good to be a troll.
Well, you know, as I was doing my set, I did some studying this week about, you know, lurking and trolling, and there are a few benefits, but I think most of it is negative. And I actually got in a few nice, you know, subtle arguments as I often do online. I posted something about I think it's as I said, a little icky when. People, well, I think it's icky when people just kind of lurk, right? When they don't add anything of benefit, let other people post, and often, I'm not saying everyone, right? Be very clear here. Not everyone who lurks is icky, but they will sit back and be very judgmental, and then once in a while post the ominous like, right? Without engaging in the conversation. You're having, you know, conversations, whatever it is. If it gets heated, if it's political, whatever. I'm a big believer in social networking, right? You can say, well, you know, people put too much emphasis on this. Perhaps you're right. Do you think social networking's going away? I don't think so. So why don't we talk about it? You know, if you don't want to, bow out, continue lurking, lurker. Dr. Lurkenheimer.
I also notice people gang up on people. I don't like that either.
I agree.
It's like their comfort area because they're surrounded by their online friends. And, you know, if you have any disagreement on some social media like Facebook's, like a lot of times you just get ganged up on.
You know, and I'm glad you just brought that up because that I actually learned a little something. Not actually. I did learn something. And part of the reason why I post is to engage people in conversation. So I posted I think it's a little icky when people post something, are discussing whatever, you know, love, hate Trump, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, you just see this like. And it's, for me, just it's a little creepy in that you don't know that people are reading, right? And all of a sudden, boom, you just see a like. Like, oftentimes, it's argumentative. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here. I just burned you.
Yeah.
I like, but to your point, some people, and I've had people comment on it this week, they say, well, I'm guilty of that. I do that once in a while because I'm feeling like I want to let somebody know they're not alone. Mm-hmm. So to your point, if people are feeling ganged up on, and I guess some people do, other people will just chime in and like to protect them, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if I feel ganged up on and I see other somebody's liked my page, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess that's part of being social. I just feel, and this, again, this is one man's opinion. You know, everybody gets an opinion. I just feel if you're going to have a conversation, or as the analogy I made, you know, if you're going to come to the dance, then dance. I had one person say, you know, some people, Dave, just like to come to the dance and clap for the band. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, well, that's another analogy. But some other people come to the dance and like to judge and not dance and creep on the girls.
Yes.
So don't say that it doesn't exist, because it does exist and we all know it exists. I wanted to point it out. And I truly believe in social networking, not because it's so cool and because it's, you know, the latest fad. It's because, you know what? The fact is, we are doing it. Billions of people are doing it. And I draw all these analogies. I think the way people are going to hopefully laugh at this. I think often the way that you socially network is the way that you drive.
explain.
Sure. Isn't it funny how some people, when they drive, get really brave and flip you off or scream at you?
Yeah.
Yet if they were standing right in front of you, like without the two glass panes.
Yeah.
They don't. They would have a certain social etiquette.
Also, you notice a lot of people, and this is kind of gross, but they pick their nose in their car a lot.
I know. I've heard comedians talk about that. What is it about the screen?
I don't know. Like, and they think nobody can see them?
Right. The analogy is, for me, it's like, okay, we're all looking at screens. So is that kind of analogous to being separated by a piece of glass in your car, or a piece of glass on your phone.
People
pick their nose and they scream and they yell and they, you know, they say things, they creep on people, you know, mm-hmm. other people like follow you in their car, you get all angry. And so I think it is it's the way that you socially network is oftentimes the way you drive.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, I just feel, and I explained this and it was actually a pretty busy thread this week. I said, look, I think you should try to act. And this is, again, my opinion. People say, oh, Dave, you don't approve. I'm like, it has nothing to do with my approval. Who am I? I'm just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am fascinated with kind of the human condition, right? How people act, what they do. I believe it's the right thing to do to be nice to people, to be friendly. Pretend, if you will, that you're standing right in front of them speaking. I just see, like, for example, when I thought it was a little creepy just to come in and like, it's like, you're having a conversation with somebody and all of a sudden somebody comes out of nowhere and like taps them on the shoulder or says, I'm with you, buddy. And then they back off again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they continue to wait for somebody else to respond.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, I even looked up on Wikipedia. There's a whole section on lurkers and here. I'll just read some of the notes. I thought they were really spot on myself.
Okay.
A lurker is, among other things, is a member of an online community who observes but does not actively participate. Okay, they are considered read-only participants, non-public participants, legitimate peripheral participants, or vicarious learners. Okay, and I've had other people explain it. I just like to know what's going on, man. It's like, okay, yeah, fine. But this is why that's fine. Hey, and what they said somewhere somebody did some massive studies on this, 50 to 90% of people do this.
Mm-hmm.
They read without commenting. But the part that, like, for me, again, just my opinion, is when you just come in and don't say anything, but you just give the ominous like.
Yeah.
It's like you're showing some sort of power.
Right? Yeah, educating yourself is not a problem, right? I mean, just reading it.
Listen, there's no problem with any of it. Do what you want. This is a free country. You know, people are going to do it anyway. But I'm saying that there's also, in the old days when we used to have what are called chat rooms, maybe you're not even old enough to remember, but chat rooms were...
not really.
Yeah, chat rooms were computers designed for people just to... either privately or publicly chat, you join the chat room. But they found that a lot of people in the old days, we didn't have broadband. We used to have, you know, telephone lines.
Dial-up.
And if 90% of the people weren't doing anything, adding any benefit, they'd tie up the phone lines and people would actually, the moderators of these chat rooms would boot them.
I see.
So you're sitting here and you're eating your popcorn, you know, judging, and you're just tying up our phone lines. You're out. You're done. And so it's frowned upon. And lurkers. And I still think today that holds somewhat true, not that for the broadband aspect, but if everybody was to lurk, then no one would say anything. So what you have is a bunch of people that are sitting and judging. Now, some people are maybe sitting and learning, but I believe, like I said, I stand by what I said. I think the people that just come in and tap somebody virtually on the shoulder and say, "I just didn't want you to feel unsupported." That's a type of lurk, and it's a kind of shows a personality, like if somehow that person needed to be protected. You know what I'm saying? It's like if someone's getting ganged up on, okay, whatever. I believe in freedom of speech, and I've always said, you know, I certainly don't ever bully. I ask a lot of questions, and I get in heated conversations, but I don't ever bully. And I think bullies often get exposed. That's the other part mm-hmm. of, you know, freedom of speech. You'll be known in front of other people if you are a bully and you say horrible
things.
That
is a good thing about the social media now, is you can expose people for that stuff.
Freedom of speech, you know, let people just be rude.
Like
and I also say, look, now, I'm not in charge. No one's in charge.
Mm-mm.
However, I say it is freedom of speech. Wear a cup. Right.
Yeah.
We are here. It's if your feelings are going to dictate law, well, then we have a big problem. Your feelings, you can't have freedom of speech. What did the great, I think I said this last week, the great Noam Chomsky, one of America's great minds, said, if you don't believe in the freedom of speech from someone you despise, then you don't believe in it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think that's why he's no
besides Hillary Clinton.
Listen, you know what? Let freedom ring, man. Let people speak. So, lurking. I get it. I get many people just want to come, and it's hard not to lurk, I guess, sometimes, to want to see what's going on and read what others are reading. And there's some of the good parts of lurking. Let me mention some of the good that as I did some of my research and I you know, found, I'm sure I've done it before too. People come in to learn kind of the lay of the land, right? They want to see how people are talking, what they're talking about, maybe form some opinions before they chime in. But to not chime in, again, you're coming to the dance and not dancing. And if you're going to just do the ominous like or make judgments, then you're a lurker and you're not adding anything of benefit. And so you're a taker. You take, but don't give. And that's...
How do you know that they're making judgments if they don't do anything?
I'm just saying that what I just said was that if they give the kind of the ominous like.
Okay, the like, okay.
Right? But we've... How do I know they're doing anything? Well, much of this comes from data like delivered through all the social... through all the online communities. They give out... massive matrixes of data.
And now you can see who looks at your pages a lot too. They have data recorded.
You can't always see who came.
Oh, right? Okay.
But you can see that your numbers.
Okay, right. Numbers.
Right. So you see, okay, one person liked, 95 people read.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like for example, you put out first I wasn't sure what to think of it, but Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can see how many views you've had. You're like, hey, you got 40 likes with 1,550 views. People are sitting there watching TV.
Yep.
So, okay, hey, you know, again, to each their own. Do what you want. But you may want to consider if you're sitting back and you are passing judgment on others, right? I like to use that old adage. If you point the finger at somebody, even virtually, then three of those fingers are pointing right back at you.
Yeah.
That says a lot about someone.
Yeah.
So you might want to consider that this is, you know, a social network. This is about networking. It's not necessarily a social television program where you're sitting there enjoying yourself. Here's what's even a little creepier to me beyond all that. And again, I don't mean just to talk about creep stuff, but you just might want to consider getting more involved. Getting more involved. Don't be afraid to explain yourself with your opinions. But it creeps me out. Like I'll see somebody a few months from now. And they go, "Oh, hey, I saw what you wrote the other day on Facebook." It's like, really? And you didn't say anything? You thought it was cool, or you thought it was nasty and whatever? You disagreed and you didn't say anything.
What do they say to that?
They don't say anything. They kind of laugh it off.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, lurker. Well, now you know. Maybe I'm judging you a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, how much time do we have left?
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. DaveWorks.net, podcast.daveworks.net. We will talk to you, we will talk at you, and we will not lurk at you next week. Thanks. Take care.
Suburbs to the Donner Summit. You're listening to the voice of the foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.